Secretary Rumsfeld and other top administration officials have been using their diplomatic muscle to urge other nations to help rebuild Iraq. Representatives from more than 70 countries and many international organizations will attend a donors' conference in Madrid tomorrow and Friday. The World Bank estimates that Iraq needs nearly $36 billion over the next few years. That's above and beyond the $20 billion the U.S. says is needed for areas like security and rebuilding the oil industry. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
While some Bush administration officials are sounding optimistic about the prospects for big donations, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld seems to be hedging his bets.
I am without expectations. I have hope.
Hope, he says, that countries will view this as an opportunity.
The fact that we have made some progress, the fact that we've got 32 countries engaged in it, the fact that the UN just passed a unanimous Security Council resolution, encouraging other countries of the world to participate, both with forces and with financial assistance, and that they'll recognize, particularly the countries in the region, that the opportunity to significantly improve that region of the world is an enormous one.
U.S. officials are counting mainly on the wealthy Gulf states, including Kuwait, which is promising a big announcement in Madrid. President Bush sent letters to leaders in the region this week. The U.S. has had an uphill battle trying to overcome the reluctance of many countries in Europe that don't want to be seen as aiding the U.S. occupation forces. France and Germany, along with others in Europe, are sending low-level delegations to Madrid and no new pledges of aid. A European Commission spokesman, Diego de Ojeda, expects the European Union and its members to contribute up to $870 million for the next year, money he says will go into a separate donors' trust fund, not managed by the U.S.
We have been working closely with the U.S. to make sure that we would come to an agreement that would satisfy our minimum requirements to feel confident that this money will be not only well spent, but spent in the most efficient way to alleviate the suffering of the population of Iraq.
The United Nations and the World Bank will be overseeing trust funds for Iraq. Some potential donors have also been hesitant to pay to rebuild Iraq, given that country's huge oil wealth and the U.S. control over it. This week, U.S. officials say they've finalized details on an oversight board to watch how Iraqi oil revenue and other assets are spent. Anthony Richter of the Open Society Institute's Iraq Revenue Watch accuses the U.S. of dragging its feet on this point. The oversight body was required under a U.N. Security Council resolution that was passed in May. Since then, Richter says, $1 billion of Iraqi money went through the U.S.-run Development Fund for Iraq.
We know that it's been spent, but the level of detail and how it's been spent has varied considerably. We don't know, for example, the contracting and tendering procedures that have been in place. So this would be one of the questions, presumably, that the International Advisory and Monitoring Board, now that it's going to be established, should be empowered to look into.
Richter argued that the lack of transparency gave countries an excuse to hold off on big aid pledges for Iraq. But today, U.S. officials pointed to the monitoring board and the separate trust funds for Iraq as signs that things are falling into place in time for the Madrid conference. Japan has already announced a $1.5 billion pledge, and Andrew Natsios, who runs the U.S. Agency for International Development, sounds optimistic the international community will pitch in.
The donors are pledging a very large amount of money. Contrary to the predictions, this is not a small amount. This will be a very robust response by the donor community. We already have $3 or $4 billion that have been publicly announced.
That's still just a fraction, however, of the $36 billion the World Bank estimates it will cost to revive Iraq's economy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.